This is News 88.7 In Depth. I'm Allison Lee. There are laws in Texas that say children must wear a seatbelt when they get in your car. But what about when they get on a school bus? We've been looking into this, and we'll start our story on a Tuesday morning in September of 2015, when the unthinkable happened.
September 15, 2015. That was the worst day of my life.
An HISD school bus had plunged off an overpass on the South Loop, falling 21 feet onto Telephone Road. Shanine Chapman lost her daughter that day.
I had to go identify my daughter. She was unrecognizable. And I live with that every day.
Her daughter and one other student were killed. Two others were seriously injured. None were wearing a seatbelt, according to federal investigators. For nearly a decade, there have been efforts in Texas to require seatbelts in buses. The actual effect has fallen short. But this time might be different.
Chair lays out Senate Bill 693.
In a hearing earlier this month, Democratic State Senator Sylvia Garcia presented a bill requiring three-point seatbelts for all newly purchased school buses in the state of Texas. They're the same over-the-shoulder seatbelts already required in other motor vehicles. The senator explained the bill's logic at the April 12th hearing.
We recognize the importance of seatbelts in cars, airplanes, grocery carts, but not requiring children to buckle up on the way to and from school creates an inconsistency in what we teach them in every other vehicle.
Texas is a click-it-or-ticket state. It's even funded awareness campaigns to let the public know seatbelt law would be enforced for passenger vehicles. But school buses fell through a very big loophole.
They apparently didn't care about parent peace of mind or the safety of the children.
That was Steve Foreman testifying in Austin. His daughter was injured in a 2006 school bus crash in East Texas. The accident killed two Beaumont students and prompted the passage of Ashley and Alicia's law, requiring newly purchased school buses in Texas to be equipped with three-point seatbelts. Foreman says advocates were thrilled that lawmakers were finally doing something about school bus safety.
We were excited. The system at work, this legislature was our hero.
But in the end, districts could choose whether or not to apply for the seatbelt grant money. Nearly 99% of them did not, according to the state. Texas Education Agency spokesperson, Dieta Culbertson.
It was surprising. We implemented the program as required by law, and it was up to the school districts to apply for that grant money.
Culbertson offers one scenario for why schools didn't use the available funds.
The grant required that the districts be purchasing new buses to add the seatbelts, and it did not apply to retrofitting any older school buses.
It costs $8,000 to $10,000 to install three-point seatbelts in each newly purchased bus. That's about $3,000 more than the cost of adding lap belts. But Senator Garcia says it's not that districts can't afford the belts. It's an allocation issue.
If school districts find a way to spend money on multi-million dollar stadiums, multi-million dollar gymnasiums with all the bells and whistles on the scoreboard, why can't they buy buses with three-point seatbelts? We're just asking for something to protect our kids.
After the deadly HISD school bus crash, the district decided all newly purchased school buses would be equipped with three-point seatbelts. The district says they have three-point belts in just over 5% of their school buses. About 40% have lap belts, but over 50% of their fleet still has no belts at all. It's unclear whether seatbelts would have prevented the fatalities of 2015's HISD school bus crash, but Shanine Chapman would have given anything to have had that extra safety measure for her daughter.
I'm going to continue to advocate for bus safety and seatbelts on all our Texas buses.
The bill is now headed to the full Senate for a vote. If passed, it would take effect this fall. Allison Lee, News 88.7.